May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Again, Jesus saw what the Father saw about that woman at the well, and therefore said what he heard the Father say about her. And because of that, the Holy Spirit, you know, all creation, whether it's a creation of the earth or creating something on the earth or in a person, the Holy Spirit's always there, hovering, stirring, waiting for the word of the Lord to be released so that he can create that which has been spoken in agreement with the word of the Lord. That's how faith operates. In Hebrews chapter 11, this great passage on faith, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Substance is what's real. And it's the evidence of things that aren't seen. For by it, the men of old got a report from God. That just means more than just they gained his approval. It means because they were prepared to live by faith, they got God's report about stuff. Not earth's report. For by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared, the very ages were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Now here again, Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of what? Not seen things. Verse 3 tells us, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, and that which is seen was made out of that which isn't seen. What is it that you can't see that faith is evidence of, that its substance is on? The word of the Lord. That's the unseen that creates and changes the scene. By faith, we understand that the very worlds themselves, the very ages is the word, the ages to come were created, prepared by the word of God. Now, if the word of the Lord released can prepare the ages, do you think it could impact that really unbelievably incredible situation that you're dealing with in your little world? If the word of the Lord released is able to change the very ages, prepare the ages, release the power of God, then can your situation be impacted at all by that which isn't seen? Or is that which is seen, earth's report, the most real thing? The most real thing. Is that what your substance is? Is that what your hope is in? Faith is substance and it's hope. It's evidence that there's another reality beyond what you can see that actually dominates the scene. Like I've said to you recently, every human being lives by faith. They either live by faith in what they can see, what they can calculate, what they can reason, or they live by faith in what he says and how he sees things. That's a fact. Every decision and every reaction and every emotion that you have felt already today, you felt and said and reacted by faith, either in that which you see or what he says. And if you only react and feel in light of what you see or feel or told, then that's the realm you're living in. And this is the thing that fascinates me. Listen to this, Hebrews chapter 1. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in Jesus, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the world. Well, didn't the Holy Spirit make the world? Wasn't the Holy Spirit hovering over the void and waste? Yes. But the Holy Spirit didn't do anything. He didn't call anything forth out of that void. He didn't release anything creative and powerful until the Word, which Jesus is, the eternal Word, is released. But hear this. And He, Jesus, is the radiance of His glory and the exact representation of His nature. And He upholds. Right now, the whole world would just fall into a bunch of atoms, a pile of atoms, if Jesus wasn't. And He upholds right now all things by the word of His power. You would be just a lump of atoms if the word of His power weren't upholding you right now. So you're being transformed, changed, you're being lifted up, you're being dominated by. But notice that He didn't say, by the power of His word. I've always been fascinated by that phrase. By the word of His power, not the power of His word, but by the word of His power, the word of His power. In other words, His power is released and realized in His word. Do you understand He said that, how He said that? Not the power of His word, but the word of His power. God's power exists and released in the words of the Lord. So I'm not talking about the nonsense that you can have what you say, the prosperity gospel thing. You can't have what you say. You can't have what He says. Jesus said the, He bore witness of what He saw and heard. And out of His union, out of His relationship, out of His intimacy with His Father, you see, it all flows out of that. You do understand that, right? This isn't a formula. Christianity in the West has become a formula. This flows out of union. It flows out of communion. Out of His union with the Father, through mutual indwelling, He came to understand what the Father saw and what the Father was saying. And Jesus gave voice to that. And when He did, the creative power of the Holy Spirit was released to change a person, change a situation. That's how faith operates. And it's not like, well, I'm praying for the sick, or I'm dealing with this. It's in your daily, everyday life. I'm just being challenged constantly by the Lord. Well, what do I say about that, Chuck? How do I see this situation? You know, you may see somebody or see something that's frustrating, that makes you anxious or nervous. Is that what He sees? Is that what He says about that person or that situation? I love that, by the word of His power. His power, there's something about, a word about it. There's something about His power and word that go together. Again, how did creation happen? Holy Spirit's hovering over waste, wildness, darkness. But did the Father look at that waste and wildness and say, oh, what a waste, what a mess? No. He saw what it could become. He saw good, 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 very good. And the Son, the Word, the eternal Word, spoke what the Father saw, and the Holy Spirit brought forth what He saw. That's what happened with the woman at the well. That's what happens every day in our lives. See, the thing I ask the Lord, help me to say this so it doesn't like sound like some mystical thing. I don't want to get caught up. I got tickled. I don't want to get caught up in the language of contemporary Christianity. I began to wonder last night. I said, Lord, I can't imagine you ever being anointed because you never said boom when something good happened and you didn't use the word come on 50,000 times whenever you were ministering to people. Every time I hear anything or see anything charismatic, come on, come on, come on. Jesus, how could you be anointed and not say come on all the time? Oh, boom. Sorry. It's just my rebellion against charismatic stuff. We live by the words that proceed out of his mouth. Our faith is in his word and his word alone. But believing it in your heart isn't enough. Decreeing and declaring it, acting like it, releases the power of the Holy Spirit, who's over every situation, every mess you're concerned with. He's already there hovering, brooding, waiting for you and I to come into agreement in faith and act like it isn't so when it isn't so, in order for it to be so, because it already is so. He says it's so. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.